I just want to find out.
Everybody, oh, I have a package. You have the packages? For this Bukhu family, can I give it to you? Page 57.
I have 57 and 58.
Yeah,
57. Okay, here. Do a bunch of new packages are made. One second. Oh, okay, I've got 2%. Okay.
We have 57, 58. That's
okay. I'll give you. Okay, here's the packages. Give this out. This is this package. Everybody one of these.
Thank you.
And also give them one of these. Start to pay from the very beginning. Okay, we read inside. Isur Shinishra Imheta Meislais Bitsonin Mikre Kavish Vareu Kamabushal Vanessa Kulo Abutokas Mekan Vadocha Sagi. Okay, we have something else. It's soaking in something mud. So let's say you have a pot of water and then soaking in there a piece of cold meat. Later on, I discovered that that piece of cold meat actually is not kosher. I think it's kosher. So if it's soaking there, sitting there for 24 hours, that's called kavush. That's called soaked. And that's like cooking it. It therefore makes everything usr. The water becomes usr.
The water
and the pot? Everything becomes usr. If it's less than 24 hours, you just have to rinse it off. So it's a very... It's a one-line statement in the Gemara, and there's a big discussion in the Rishonim how long it has to sit in the water. But the Gemara says kavush kemavushal. It's a statement in the Gemara. If something is soaked, sitting in a liquid for a long time, it's like cooking. Okay, we're going to go through here different types of bliya. So, of course, the basic bliya is cooking. Let's see how you define that. But this he starts off with cold. So usually things which touch are cold, you just rinse them off. There's no bliya, there's no absorption of flavors going inside. It's just external things rubbing off on one another externally, so you can rinse it off. Yes?
So the example would be like you have a non-kosher piece of steak. You try to get the flavor out, so you allow it to steep in juices for an hour, for 24 hours. All of the juices are usr.
The liquid which it's sitting in.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
The sauce, whatever.
Whatever the sauce is, yeah. Somehow the whole thing happens at the end of 24 hours, boom. It goes out and it goes throughout the whole thing.
Well,
it doesn't happen.
Point,
even though I think that probably chemistry probably gradual, but halachically we consider it boom. At the end of 24 hours, boom. It goes throughout the whole thing. With 23 hours and 59 minutes, everything is mutta. This is the way it works. We're going to see as we go through this, that Bliya is not chemistry. Okay, Bliya is halacha, and halacha, it sounds like chemistry, and maybe, you know, when you think about it, you're thinking chemistry, things are juices and flavors are mixing and spreading, but actually it's based on probably a notion of chemistry, but it's definitely not chemistry, and definitely halachic definitions of things. And this is, that's a very clear case where soaking in some liquid turns it into bishul exactly at 24 hours, not a second before, not a second later, at 24 hours on the button, bishul. Yes?
What is it that is, if I put a piece of non-kosher meat on a pan, not hot, for 24 hours,
nothing happens.
That wouldn't happen. So it's something to do with the fact that it's in water.
Right. So no liquid.
Any liquid, right.
Any liquid, doesn't have to be water. A solid sitting inside liquid.
Yeah.
A solid sitting inside a liquid transfers flavors in both directions. If it goes into the solid completely, through and through, the solid goes its flavor out into the liquid through and through at exactly at 24 hours.
Right.
That's
so if I mean, it's going to sound like a weird question, but if you replace the water,
then it starts all over again.
It starts all over again? Like, so like a mikvah type situation.
Starts all over, right. If you, let's say you sat there for 12 hours and then you change the water, you have to start the clock all over again. It has to be 24. And the 24 has to be uninterrupted, sitting there quietly for 24 hours.
If you add or something, or if you take away?
I don't think that changes it.
That's true.
I think it's just if you completely change the water. Okay. Next, the Ramah says, "Komokum deminan kovish kemavush." Where we say soaking is like cooking, afuva masha chutz lekvishosa. Now, let's say it's partially submerged, and then there's a section which is above; it's outside the soaking section. That's also asa. Da'idei hakvisha shelamatam afapeil amala, because through the kvisha below, it spreads up. So let's say my liquid was not kosher. Okay, let's say my meat was kosher, but it turned out that the liquid, the sauce, which it was sitting in, is not kosher. So that sauce gets in at 24 hours, but not only does it get into the part of the meat sitting in the sauce, it also goes through the meat, out of the sauce, up to the top of the meat. Like if you would cook something in a pot, you wouldn't say that only the meat sitting in the hot soup is not kosher. The hot soup goes into the meat and spreads, so this also will spread. It's called mefapel and mala. It goes in and spreads above the bishul. And he says, v'yesh makirin v'meshe b'chut. Some people are leaning about this. They don't think that it spreads up out of the liquid. It's not like regular cooking. It's at the end of the day, it's cold.
So it's a one-way action?
It goes into the meat, which is within the sauce.
But
then
meat
doesn't
go out.
The meat goes out to the sauce, but within the meat, it doesn't spread up out. Let's say the meat is partially in and partially out.
Only the thing that's in goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't do like a whole thing.
Right.
A hot tikva, nasa, and a bela, it's not like that.
So it
doesn't spread out.
This is the
V'yesh
Makilin?
That's
the V'yesh Makilin. Is this a B'yeved type thing, or doesn't it even seem? That meaning, if I have water and I want to soak it in for the first 12 hours, throw out the pork and then have this pork.
That seems okay.
Wow.
And nothing seems to happen.
Right, I mean, right, the water, well.
Well, obviously, but the thing is, maybe some pieces will pour.
Right, but also, if there is tom to the water, does
no
that.
No tom within 24 hours.
That's
the main point, yeah.
So according to the Stam Chaver, you have like a piece of steak, half of it's immersed in water and half of it's above the water.
Right.
The entire steak would be usher.
The Muhammad doesn't really discuss it. The Ramah
right,
discusses
so
that case.
Though.
He brings down two opinions. The Ramah's first opinion is that this thing half out is
right.
Also usher.
Right, but that seems
and
to be the
opinion
Muhammad's opinion, right?
What?
He doesn't discuss this half in, half out problem, so I don't know.
Right.
Well, I mean,
he's talking about.
Well, only because the Ramah that says, and there are those who are lenient about when it's like that, seems to indicate that that's not the going opinion, and it wouldn't be the opinion of
Ramah. Right. It seems that the main opinion would be that it is also. Correct.
But
okay.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's the craziest thing to do, but like, oh, I possibly.
Yesh makino.
I hear.
Okay. Okay, now, Suffolk Kavush also. Now, let's say you have a case where it's a Suffolk. It'll be in, so that's also. In other words, he's learning that the din of Kavush is a din deraisa, and Suffolk deraisa of Chumra. So if I have a Suffolk, was it sitting there for 24 hours or not? I have to be mad.
It's interesting.
Vad the Basa
Impala. Vad
the
Basa Impala. Yeah. Right, because in the Kula, the Minatora, and also like Bishul Mamish. But Basa B'Cholov, if you do a Kavush with Basa B'Cholov, you're not creating Basa B'Cholov the Raisa, because Basa B'Cholov says also Vashel, and the Bishul of the Torah means hat. This Kavush is not Bishul of the Torah.
But
the exact equivalent to cooking with heat. That's
so
not Basa B'Cholov.
They're making a point that there's no Nera, there's no benefit.
There's no Issa the Raisa. If you would soak meat in milk for 24 hours, so it would be absorption. There would not be a Basa B'Cholov with the Raisa because it was never cooked.
Right, but there's three ways of understanding Basa B'Cholov, right? Meaning you can't benefit from it, you can't cook it, you can't eat it, right?
But everything is based on the idea that it got cooked.
Right.
Cooked,
so there's no
cooking.
Neta, there's no Hana at all from this?
Oh, only in the Siddur Rabbanon, there's no Siddur Raisa. You can mix Basa B'Cholov in the cold. Basa B'Cholov mixes cold. Okay. There's an issa d'rabbanan, you know, not even meat and milk together cold, but there's no issa d'raisa because it was never cooked.
It's not really
basa b'cholov,
I say.
Right. Cooking is the key factor in making
but,
real
but
cooking.
If it's less than 24 hours and you take out the meat,
then there's nothing. That's
then
fine.
It's not even a d'rabbanan.
Right. But if it's 24 hours, then it becomes an issa d'rabbanan.
So, but. Right.
If you have a suffix, was it 24 hours or not? So, the d'rabbanan and kula.
So. But it's interesting. What are you supposed to? I mean, I guess it's practical. What are you supposed to do with this meat now? Can you eat
it? Meat.
You
had meat which fell into, let's say, some milk. So you just rinse it off with cold water. You don't want to have. You don't want to eat milk with meat cold. So take the piece of meat out of the water, the milk, and rinse it in cold water. It's fine.
Wow.
You do that all the time. If you have a milk spoon, it falls into. Cold, touches something, meat, cold piece. I mixed up spoons or knives and I did everything cold. You just rinse it off in cold water. There's no bleed. Cold, there's no bleed.
But with regard to
sitting in something cold is also nothing. But there's no bleed.
With regard to that, though, are you allowed to do that l'chatchila, though? Are you allowed to use a dairy meat spoon for ice cream, say?
No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
That's
an Issa D'Rabbanan,
though.
There is an Issa D'Rabbanan to use to cross the
fishes. So
there's
just like a
video. There is an Issa D'Rabbanan, yeah, not to do that. Okay, now he continues. A little bit more, the next page. Vim hu kavush besoch tzir, besoch chometz. Now we're talking about something being soaked, something. Is being soaked into tzir. Tzir is salt, salted sauce which has salt in it. It usually, in Halach and Shulchan Aruch, which he talks about, it usually refers to the blood after you salt, when you salt meat, so the blood runs out and it gathers in someplace.
Salted
blood. Well, anything that kosher. And it's called, anyway, tzir basically means some liquid with salt.
And the tzir is not kosher?
Yeah. Or it could be the reverse case, where the meat's not kosher and the
right.
Tzir is kosher. But the thing is, it's very salty.
Is
it's
the
very
tzir part of it, though?
The tzir is a very salty liquid.
Right, but it seems to be innate in the meat. So I don't
know. No, in who kavush besoch tzir. If you take this not kosher piece.
Oh, it's not tziro. It's tzir.
No, you would kovesh something else, some salad, besoch tzir into a liquid which has salt. Oh, besoch chometz. So you do it inside vinegar. Okay.
What's a chometz?
Chometz is vinegar. something sour. So it's not plain water. It has a very salty taste, this liquid, or it's very vinegary. Im shaha kadeshit nenu al ha'ovriya tiach riyas chilet bashel ha'reikum arusha. In this case, it's much quicker. If it sits in that liquid, and the amount of time it would take to take the piece of meat, put it on a fire and warm it up, and it start to cook, then I consider it cooking. Now, how long is that? I guess every piece is different. How long does it take something cold, put on a fire, gets warms up and starts cooking? I mean, it has to get to the temperature where it'd be at. Start cooking. How long does it take? Let's say this piece of steak, which is not kosher, okay, fell into this vinegar. So we would take that steak on by itself and put it onto a stove. How long would it take for it to warm up and start to cook? 3 minutes, 5 minutes?
So that's
the amount of time that it takes this salty liquid to create the kavush. The kavush absorption, transfer of flavors takes place really fast. It takes place within a few minutes. The amount of time it would take normally to heat this piece
because
up.
Because of the vinegar?
Because of the vinegar or because of the salt?
No,
so,
but I'm saying...
It took 5 seconds.
A piece of meat falls into vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take that out.
So usually you have to wait. If it's a piece of meat falls into liquid, it takes 24 hours for it to...
Right.
In this case, it would take 3 or 4 minutes because since it's vinegar, so it's very fast acting in terms of pulling out flavor. So, and speed is based upon how long it takes to heat up the meat. Whatever amount of time it would take to heat it up, that's the amount of time it takes for the vinegar to pull out the flavor. So just figure that out. So it was 2 minutes or 5 minutes something.
So how do you do it though? So you eat kavush.
Im kavush betoch tzir. If this piece of whatever it is soaking inside a salted liquid, very salty liquid, or betoch chometz, or in a vinegar. Im shaha, if it sat there. It stayed there. Kedei shi'etneno ava ori ha'tiach v'yatchilet basha. The amount of time it would take to put that piece on fire, heat it up, and begin its cooking. Harehu kemevushal. If it's sitting in that vinegar for that amount of time, we consider it completely cooked in terms of its transferring flavors.
And what's
v'yatchil? V'yatchil means it should get hot. Now I'll put it on a fire, you get it hot, you have to fill it for sure, it begins to cook.
So it's not even full cooking of the meat, it's just
the very beginning.
Which makes it seem almost instant then.
Very fast, a few minutes, really fast. Now, pachas mishizi, let's say it's even less than this amount of time, which is just sitting there for 5 seconds. Lo nesel kidei klipa. Then it makes the prohibition of flavors, kedei klipa. Kedei klipa means
the
peel. This is kofei, so we're getting into all the different kinds of absorptions. The most terrible, worst absorption is bishul, which is kulo, so it makes things spread completely. Then you have of course, no absorption, just rinse things off. Then you have klipa. Klipa means that there's an absorption of thickness of a peel. You take a knife and you slice it. You have a piece and it had a klipa. Klipa means a peel level of absorption. It means that the surface of it, inside, the smallest possible layer became contaminated with the tray, whatever it is. So that's called klipa. So it's enough, you would take a knife and skin it. That happens, it's just plain salt. Okay, so if you take two pieces of meat, and I'm salting two pieces of meat, and but then it turns out later that one piece was not kosher. So we say that the absorption from the not kosher meat went into the kosher meat, not completely, but only the level of a thin layer, a klipa.
How do you determine that measurement?
I don't know. A chef will figure that out. But that happens, okay? So that's a very important rule, that melicha, simple sorting, creates kliya of klipa, of a simple layer. So that's what he says here, that this, see, this is liquid, this is salty liquid. So if it's right away, it's right in and out quick, that would be klipa. If it sits there for a few minutes, kadei shi'atiyah, enough to warm it up, that if it's liquid salt, salt with liquid, that could go kulo, that could run bishul to kulo. So that's a very important thing. This happens, okay? Because we have lots of salty liquids in the kitchen, and lots of tangy things and sour things. So things fall in which are not supposed to be mixed, and they do mix. If it sits there for a little bit too much, maybe 5 minutes, you're going to have a kulo. The Apakulo situation. Yes?
How would we apply the Geshem Kilim that the Rama brought to this case? Would you say that, let's say there were a thin layer of vinegar on the bottom and a piece of meat was sitting over that accidentally, let's say for the shot?
How would that go up out?
So, right, would it go up? If it's
the level of Kulo, it sat there long enough, Kadeshiyatiyah.
Well,
if it's Kadesh Atiyah, I would say the same rule as before. That's like regular kavush, whatever you're going to say in kavush about,
right,
we'll say over here. But if it's not Kadesh Atiyah, it's like that instantaneous klipa.
You only need the bottom part.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That would not be in trouble. Because it's not hats, it's not considered hats. Okay. These rules seem straightforward. Okay, let's look at the Rav. We gave out packages. You have the new package? Let me see if I have a package.
And there's one that is 58.
Okay, here's a new package.
This one was 57.
Yeah. So it's 57. And here also, but don't lose these. These we need. This we're going to need. Okay, these two sheets. Okay. That's page 57. Page 57. Okay, Sifal. Shulchan Aruch Pasak Shekovish Bitzonein Me'eis Le'eis. Me'eis Le'eis is 24 hours. If it's sitting in cold liquid for 24 hours, Avakim Avushal Vanessa Kulo. Told them it comes us. If it's salty liquid or vinegar, that the time is much shorter, the time it takes for it to get hot if you put it on a stove. That makes everything awesome. Okay. This is Gemara Pesachim. So I want to think about this problem of this din. Imchal kavush medin bishul mamish. Are we really saying this is a form of cooking? Or the ein ala dimyun ba'alma bishul? No, it's just some kind of a comparison. Is it just a comparison? Because we know cooking makes things transfer flavors, kulo, the whole, everything gets us, it goes, it spreads all the way through and through if you cook it together. And so kavush does the same thing. So it's just a dimyun. Well, no, maybe is there really a real literal statement here. It says kavush kimavusho, soaking for 24 hours is equivalent to cooking. So is it really a kind of cooking?
What's
the difference? Let's see. So let's see what he's going to say. Because on shop. Okay, we'll soon see. Ikadino to kavush. Maybe it's just a comparison that it spreads flavor in the whole pot like cooking, but not that it is cooking. I am a common Okay, he has a Bishurim later on, he explained this bodily, but the Tosfos, Kavash Chamadin Bishul, Lorak Medin Bli, there's a Tosfos that says it's a Kavash Kabishul, not just Bliya, but he doesn't explain this at this point. The Nireh, the Nechlegu Bezeh HaShach V'Adrish, I think that there's a machlokas here between the Shach and the Drish, two of the poskim. Ayin La'el B'Shach, Simin Samach Tes, Sivkot Sivches, Samachas, the Drish Nokat, the Afal Pishain Melicha, Maflid Bliya Mikalim, Mikol Mokum Kovush B'Tzir, Kain Maflid Mikalim, Adin Bishol. Okay, things like this. We said that when you salt pieces of food together, there's a transfer of flavor, kadei klipa, a very thin amount, but it does transfer by salting. That's the gemara. Okay, good. Licha creates a blia kadei klipa of foods. What if somebody salts, puts salt into a not kosher pot? Let's say I put a piece of kosher food into a pot, and then later on I discovered this pot turned out not to be kosher. Okay, for whatever reason, it was supposed to be a cholov pot, and it was supposed to be kosher, and somehow I used it by mistake. Okay, and meanwhile, I put my kosher food into the pot, so right now it's cold, there's no problem. But I also put a lot of salt. I was going to cook and whatever, so I decided it's a kosher piece of meat, and I'm putting it into this pot, and I'm going to cook it in the pot. Right now I put salt on the meat. So there's salt on this meat, and that salt is touching the pot. The question is, does the salt pull out flavor of basa b'chola from the pot into the meat? Is there a malicha on kalim? If I would take kosher meat and not kosher, if I would take a piece of meat and a piece of cheese, whatever, and I would salt them, then there would be transfers. There is transfer of flavors of food to food through malicha. Does malicha take anything out of a keli? So he says that we say no. We say salting only transfers flavors from food to food. Salting does not pull flavor out of the pot.
Otherwise, you could kosher a kli by putting salt on it.
You cannot, right, gosh. Salt does not, salt might send flavor into a pot, but can't pull flavor out of the pot. That's the basic rule. Salt does not pull flavor out of that. Now the question came up in the Drisha and the Shach, what about tzir? If I have a salty liquid, does that pull flavor out of the pot? Let's have a kosher, salty sauce. I put it into a pot. That pot turns out later on was a basa b'chol pot. It was not a kosher pot. I didn't realize it. I put the salty sauce in there. Is that salty? And it sat there for 5 minutes. So it's kadei she'atiach, it's long enough to get hot. So is that salty sauce going to pull the flavor out of the pot?
Like a little bit
right.
Yeah.
So it would depend
so,
on whether it's actually
exactly. Exactly. If we're going to say that this seer level blia plita transferring is really a kind of bishul, then bishul does work on pots. That's what pots are created for, to have bishul. So what did he say? The Drisha Nokat, the Drisha says, the Afal Pisha Ein Melicha Maflin Bliya Mikelin, even though regular salting cannot pull flavors out of pots, Mikol Malkum still, nevertheless, Kavush Bitsir, if it's soaked with salty liquid, Kain Maflin Mikelin, that does pull flavors out of pots, and the Din Bishul, because it has a Din of Bishul. Hashach cholek alav, the Shach disagrees. So but he says the gam kovish b'tzir, even if it's soaking in a salty liquid, einu mafid mekelim, mishum she'ein malicha b'kelim, you cannot salt the pot. For chazinan dadrisha sova to kovish mavliya mafid medin bishul, ilu hashach notat mavliya mafid medin malicha.
What's the case is that the tzir in this case, but the nafkamina case, the tzir is a non-kosher aspect?
No, the tzir is kosher, the pot's not kosher.
So will that
tzir pull the non-kosher flavor out of the pot into the tzir? Now I won't be able to use the tzir.
Now
I have this nice, salty, spicy sauce. I put it into this pot. And then it turns out that the pot was not kosher, so now we have to throw this sauce out because the sauce has flavor of the not kosher liyah from the pot. So if I consider salty sauce bishul, yes, bishul gets things out of pots. If I consider it not bishul, but just a malicha, a strong kind of malicha, that's not going to pull things out of pots. So that's a machloket, apparently. Okay, that's one big machloket. Okay, now next, v'ayin b'shach is another shach. Shem nafal basar shelo nimlach b'tzir she'en l'molcho od im shabo me'et les tabishol tabos habakim v'vushal v'ein malich mo'elet ilim shah shia kedei shatiach itana mochot enik mevushal mamash. So the Yesh Nei Dine Kavush, Echad Vemeit, Vayet Chal Din Bishl Bechepza Kavush, Beis Bishir Kedei Shatiyah, Lo Chal, Chalot Bishl Bechepza, Enel Chalot Din Bili Asayin. So there's a shach. There's a shach, it's like this, it's all like this, you want to take blood out of meat, okay, so you put on salt, and you let it sit there for 18 minutes, and the salt pulls the blood out. That's how we cash the meat from blood. However, there's a famous rule. This is only raw meat. Raw meat can be salted to get out the blood. Once you cook the meat, the salting does not affect it. It will not get the blood out. Okay, so this process of salting, which I guess is a tradition from Allah Moshe Messina, is only told to us that we can do this on raw meat. Once meats are cooked, then you can't cash in the blood. That basically throw the meat out. There's no way. So, what happens if you had non-salted meat sitting in a kavush? So then you want to salt it later. Can you? So the shach says there's a difference. Since we have here two kinds of kavush, we have a kavush of a 24-hour soaking in the regular water, and then you have a kavush of a 5-minute soaking in salty water. So he says that the 24-hour soaking creates bishul. the Kedei She'atiach Tzir soaking is not bishul. So he says if you have meat soaking in a tzir for whatever time, you can do a malicha later, but if it's soaking for 24 hours, he says no.
In water.
Yeah. And anything, right.
So the original case of the shach saying is that not salted meat is soaking in tzir?
Yeah, because usually that's what's going to happen, because you're going, when you're kashering meat, so many times pools of blood with salt develop there. You're supposed to have a board and have it run off, but sometimes, whatever, they make a mistake and the blood gathers and then meats are sitting in the salty thing.
Right.
So that situation, so say it again. Shim nafal basa shalom nimlach. If there was a piece of meat shalom nimlach, it fell into betzir. Shein mocha odim shabo mehlet. Say for 24 hours, that basa avadim revushal.
Why is it 24 hours though?
Because that's what his rule is. He says only 24 hours means a mevushal.
So then it has to be regarded
but tzir. But apparently the word tzir is not, that's the case, but apparently that's not the main point. The main point is 24 hours. Because we know once you get to 24 hours, you don't need tzir.
Well, it could be that with regard to tzir, because it's salty, there would be a difference between that and water, which...
Why is it not less time?
Yeah, because if it would be less time, so pound like this, he said like this, this is what he says, ilu em shah shir kedei she'atiyah, but if it's kedei she'atiyah to get hot, which is the usual time for tzir, that nitan l'molcho, that you could sort, enekam abushal mamash, so Ratzaloma turns out, V'yesh beis dine kavush, the me'eis leis, if it's sitting there for 24 hours, chal din bishul v'chatzah ha'kavush. This food gets bishul in the tzchatzah. But beis, if v'shir k'dei shi'atiach, lo chal chalot bishul v'chatzah, and ne'le chalot din b'liyah.
Is that where the Rav's kind of getting his potential like distinction? I mean, sif olive, where it's actually like being soaked in water, is like for 24 hours, mamish is kibushul, like mamish, like in every sense of the word, according to the shach at this point. But in the second case, if it's just salty water or salty liquid, then it's like
bulia, but it's not bishul. Exactly. Okay, bish. Okay. Okay. This was a short, nice question we had there at the end. Very nice. Okay, there could be a difference, which he doesn't mention here, with an esrog. So I think it says an esrog, a mevushal, a cooked esrog is possible. So if you do a kavush on an esrog, let it sit something to be called
pasul. You mean if it's water?
Yeah. It sits long enough, it might become bushel, be pasul.
It's mavlos between the shach and the drisha.
The drisha thinks that things become bushel.
Mamish,
yeah.
So if you're going to drisha, if an esrog is in water, it would be.
But he says at the end that the shach agrees after 24 hours it's bishul. The shach disagrees on the quick cover.
Oh, but on the main one, everybody.
The main one, I was, yeah, both of them seem to say it's bishul.
But in, let's say you take an egg, for example, you just put an egg in regular cold water.
For 24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Now that egg is called levushah.
That's so
But we'll see later on. He's going to get into the whole discussion about Hilchus Shabbos. Okay, but
does it not change? Maybe if there's like a shell around it, like I mean, with regard to the egg, but also
I think after 24 hours, we'll work on through a shell. It's true. You have to check that out. Okay, we're starting now with big time. Okay, let's just get a background. Yes.
I'm just thinking of the egg thing. Egg that falls into the cholins. After 24 hours, if you open up the egg, it's brown. The whole egg
that's
is brown.
Heat. That's heat. That's the right heat. That's
no, no, but I mean, if I take a normal egg and I heat it, it doesn't get brown like that.
But
you're cooking it. That's cooking it. Regular cooking.
Right. But I mean, the liquid itself absorbs in. I'm just saying that.
It's normal cooking. That's Hilchus Bishul. That's regular Bishul.
This is normal Bishul. That
regular
heat Bishul. Was always penetrating through the egg.
Official Klirishon, of course, will go through a shah. About coverage, I'm not so sure, but I think coverage also does. Okay, now let's go into Sif Beis, which is the big topic here. Okay, basically like this. Regular cooking. Okay, we want to talk about four situations. Someone stole my magic marker. The magic marker on the board. It'd be nice to put it on the board.
Want me to go ask for one?
See if they have a magic marker. I don't think they have. No way they have it.
The rabbit.
The rabbit. But you know how to get in there.
That was a nice, sweet little chakira that we just found.
Yeah.
there you are, too.
Two. Okay.
Okay, so think about the types of bishop, types of cookie. So first one, Kli Rishon.
That's they're called the first pat. Okay, the first pat has basically the way there's a pat.
Okay, it has in the pat is rotev. Okay, there's a liquid and it's the axel lettuce. Means the handle,
the hand feels the heat.
So usually we say it's about 110 degrees.
So when you have a pot which has liquid,
and if you reach the level of 110 degrees, so that's called cooking.
Okay, that's called cooking in the first pot.
And it's on the ish. It's on the fire. Also, it could be shalom on the ish, not on the fire. Either on the fire or off the fire, but the main point is that it has a liquid in there and it's 110 degrees or less. That would be first level of cooking, basic level of cooking. Okay, in terms of Lia, Kula. So whatever's in the pot, it's
transfers of, you have maybe two things in the pot. Eat things in the pack, the flavors get transferred back and forth completely. As long as there's a hot liquid in there, hot liquid makes everything completely mixed flavors. So the plea is cool, full, complete, and the flavors into all the food and also into the pack.
The kula means all the food in the pack plus the kudet, plus the pack itself. This case. Okay. Now we have case two. A case two is cooking without a pot, basically. The pot is not talking about a pot. We're talking about cooking chaticha v'chaticha. Okay, so it's two pieces. Okay. The yatzo ledes, the hat. Both of them are yatzo ledes. Each of them has 110 degrees or above. Okay, they touch one another. Okay, they're touching. The transfer flavors. However, this is not kula. Okay, the bli in this case is what's called Kidei Netila. Kidei Netila, it means a thumb thickness. I don't know whose thumb we're talking about, but somebody has a thumb, nice thumb, and two pieces are touching, so the transfer of the flavors go that depth from one piece to the other.
Which
two hot pieces?
Where? This way?
I have no idea.
This way, can you pull me in?
Today, the tea line, myself, I'm not an expert. I don't know what exactly it is. It's, Okay, so there's a very important. The main thing is that this is the pot has nothing to do with this. These are two hot pieces. There's no liquid, okay? No liquid involved. That's the main point. It's two hot solids, no liquid, two solids. There's Kidei Netila. Okay. That's case two.
So that's like steak cooked on top of steak.
Two pieces of steak touch one another, both hot.
And then you have to measure out a third of it.
Then it went to that every kosher you have to.
That's more than a klipa?
Yes. Much more than a klipa. Klipa is the thinnest possible layer. This is a much thicker layer.
case with liquids.
Okay, there are, that's case two. Can I have three? Theory. Here the condition is like this. You have a pat, which is Kli Rishon. That's the first pat. And pat with liquid. You pour and pat of it to something else that you pour out. Cooking the food in the pot. Basically, you pour liquid out of the pot onto the food. So it's sort of not using the pot. Because that's case three, we discussed that. That's going to be part of the big discussion here. And case four would be cliché. Cliché is like this. It has liquid, same. It's hot. But never was on a fire. Let's say, okay, I cooked something in the pot. I cooked soup in a pot. Then I put it into a plate. That plate, not cliche, not the original pot. Still hot. But it's never on the fire. It never got cooked on the fire. So it's cliche-y. That's the case. Salads, but one is hot and one is cold. Instead of both being hot, two pieces of salad, no liquid, both hot. Okay. Two salads with one hot and one cold. Okay. This is called chan. Okay, now the things which are very clear are case one, case two, because both of those things are basically in the Gemara, pretty much. So those are clear that if it's liquid, half liquid in the pot, cooking on stove, things transfer kulo for sure. And then case two is very clear. You have two hot pieces of food touching one another. Is a transfer to beta tila. Okay, 3, 4, and 5. 5 is this long period in the Gemara. 5, one hot, one cold. And 3 and 4 also in the Gemara, but very, I would call it, inconclusive and very not so clear. So the big discussion is about 3 and 4, which we're going to have now. What are the rules of that? Okay, so some background here about. So first of all, let's talk about the cliché case. There's a very clear Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that on Shabbat, cooking in the cliché is not asur. Okay, I can have a hot bowl of soup. I can put whatever I want into that soup. I have no problems as far as cooking food on Shabbos in the cliché.
That's black and white Gemara. We do that all the time. We're putting all kinds of things into half bowls on Shabbat. It's cliche, and he's not mevasher. So here and there, there may be some things that the Gemara says might cook in a cliche, like maybe a tea bag. But then shlishi is all of this. But 95-98% of all situations of klisheni is not bishul on Shabbat. However, when it comes to blia, there's no clear gemara about the blia situation, the klisheni. In other words, let's say I have a bowl of hot soup and I put something into it, and later it turns out what I put in was not kosher. So is there blia going on? It's not bishul on Shabbos. It's a blia in this veheta.
Is it not bishul on Shabbat only?
Right. Or is it, but really, so logic would say it is blia. Because blia, the logic of blia is that hot liquids transfer flavors. So what's the difference if the hot liquid started off on the stove or it's in a bowl? The liquid is hot, and let's say it just took it out of the pot. Somebody tells me, oh, wait, don't eat it right away because you're going to burn your tongue. It's hot. And something falls into that. At that point, it's really hot. I would say blia. It's like cooking. It's not bishul for Shabbos. People don't cook like that. Right? People don't cook in a cliche. And Shabbos is a loch of derech. Malacha is defined by the way people do it. So it's not normal to cook that way on Shabbos, but why would it not create a transfer of flavors? So, however, there's a huge machloket about this in the Rishonim. Okay, the basis of machlok is between, I would say, Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad. So the Rajba, the Ramban, the Rajba, these are Chachmei Sfarad. They say definitely has Bliya. Hilchos Shabbos is not relevant. Klei Sheni is hot food. But I put my spaghetti into chicken soup, so there's a transfer flavor, and it happens in a bowl, so okay, it happens in a bowl.
Even if it doesn't have enough milk in Shabbos?
Yeah, Shabbos, I don't have to, it's a no-brainer, it's mutter, because it's not derech bishul. But blia is more chemistry, so blia should depend on heat. If it's hot and it's liquid, so there should be transfer. That's what the Ramban and the Rashba say. However, Tosfos, and we're going to go through the Tosfos, was one of them. Tosfos was very, very insistent, and he claims that that's absolutely not correct. He says the rules of Bliya are very much connected to the rules of Bishul. And if something is not Bishul, then it should not have Bliya. So they ask, why is this different than, let's say, salting? Salting, we say there's a bliya of today klipa. So at least that klisheni be a day klipa. Salting is not cooking on Shabbos. Kavush is bliya kulo. Kavush is not cooking on Shabbos because it's cold. So why are you saying that hot liquids in plates, pots and pans and plates only do bliya with bishul? Without bishul, because it's klisheni, There's no bliya. So Ramban and the Rashba, they call it turning the world upside down. They say this whole thing, they just cannot accept what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that Tosfos apparently Tosfos has a shita, a theory that that basically with hot liquids, liquids in general are always to be found in containers. Right? There's no such thing as a liquid not in a container, then it'll get lost. So liquids are always in a kli. So the rules of bliya of liquids are basically guided by the rules of bishul of kli, because you use kli and kelim for cooking. So, and in the chumash, the Rebbe printed out some chumash for you. In the chumash, the two. Let's look at the chumash, because the chumash is very important. You have here the passage. There's twice in the chumash that there's a discussion of the transfer of flavors, both of which involve kelim, both of which involve pots and pans. So you have in Pashas Tzav, one side of the page, that's talking about the kelim and the Beis HaMikdash. They're cooked in that some kabanos. It says, if you had an earthenware keli, cook the korban, break it, because you can't in any way kasher it. And clean the choshev, you shall have the korban cooked in a metal keli, marak b'shuta b'mayim, you can kasher it with hot and cold water. Heat it up in hot water, and then make a hagalah, and then rinse it out. So here it's clearly speaking about cooking food inside a keli. And that's the problem of making the keli kosher. Okay, turn the page. And then there, in the Pashas Matzah, it's something about not kosher utensils that they captured in the war. It says, Achet, the Zahav, the Kesev, the Nechoshet, the Bazet, the Bedil, the Kofrot, all these metal things, metal pots and pans. Kolta Vashevo Ba'esh, it was used for fire. Tavir Ba'esh V'tayah, you have to heat it up with fire to make it kosher. It's called Libun. Plus you have to purify in that case from the tumah to go to the mikvah. Kol esh shelo yavo ba'esh, if it wasn't cooked with fire, tavir b'mayim, put it into hot water, apparently. Again, it's talking about making pots, pans kosher. So the chumash, these are two of the main places to talk about bliya, with pots and pans. So now, liquids are always going to be in pots and pans. There's no such thing as a liquid on a plate. It's also a pot and pan. It's some kind of a container. Liquids are not floating. You can't hold a liquid in your hand and eat it. So, apparently, Tosfos says the rules of the bliya with liquids was constructed by the Torah to conform with the rules of cooking with pots and pans. Pots and pans are vessels for cooking. So if it's bishul, bliya. No bishul, no bliya. I'll tell me, I see there is bliya. When food touches food with salt, there's bliya. And it's cold, there's no cooking. Just salt makes flavor. But that's not a liquid. That's not, doesn't, that's regular food. I'll tell me, so on and so forth, that you can find sometimes bliya without bishul. Okay. But maybe say kavush kimavushal 24 hours creates a kind of bishul, like we saw that the shach and the grisha creates some kind of bishul. So you have to have a bishul quality. Kli sheni is not bishul. Since kli sheni is not bishul, there's no bliya. So as I said earlier, clearly we see from this Tosfos that we're not dealing with chemistry. Because in chemistry, the whole thing would be the equivalent. What's the difference? If you reach something shiny, liquid, solid, hot, transfer papers, I remember the first time the Rav gave a shiur. In some place we were learning every day with the Rav. So one place, I don't remember where, maybe over here, he said, I wonder what the chemist would say in the chemistry lab about this kind of a question. So I guess he just, but obviously it's irrelevant, because there's a huge machloket here. Ramban says, he doesn't understand how we can say otherwise. He says, if salting creates at least klipa transfer, kli sheni, which is hot, should certainly create at least a klipa. At least. But Tosfos says, no, Tosfos is saying the different rules and different halachas, and apparently it's a call it the tzakveros akasli. The Torah says, this is bliya and it's not bliya. The fact that maybe chemically there is irrelevant. If halachically it's not, it's not. So klisheni kondatosis, because it's liquid, liquids have to have bishul in order for there to be transfer. Klisheni is not mavashal. Solids, Tosis says, is transfer without bishul, or right as malicha. Okay. Chicago guides is a little bit. So tomorrow we'll start getting into it. Okay. No, tomorrow I'm not here. Okay, it's Tuesday, I'm not. You have to go to the doctor's appointment. So I'll be here Wednesday. Okay, so get into this. Go through. You have the notes. The notes will guide you.